Starting your homestead is exciting, but it can be filled with some pretty common pitfalls. These are challenges that can be easily avoided for more joy and less stress in your homestead. Today, I'm going to be sharing the top 5 mistakes beginner homestead moms make so you can start homesteading with confidence and see your homestead thrive. Hey mama, welcome to the Farm Family Table, where you can find encouragement and practical tips for living the healthy homesteading life that God is calling you to. Hi, I'm Jocelyn, farm wife and mom of 2 littles. I know that you want to provide the best food for your family while being more self-reliant. And I believe there's a way to start homesteading with less stress, more joy, and more time focusing on what matters most, faith and family. Want to learn how? Join me as we build our homesteads together. So pop in those earbuds and start that load of laundry because we're about to dive in. Hey ladies, I know it's easy to feel alone on this homestead journey. You know there are other Christian mamas seeking a simpler, healthier lifestyle just like you, but you don't know where they are. Don't worry, they're over in our Facebook community, which is 100% free. Join us at bit.ly/farmfamilycommunity. In this group, you'll find the support and encouragement and uplifting community you're looking for to spur you along in your homestead journey. So today I want to share the top mistakes that beginner homestead moms make. What makes these the top mistakes? Because I see them over and over again in Facebook groups, with moms who want to live a more natural lifestyle, and I've experienced all of these in my own life. I've felt overwhelmed with homesteading and caught in the do more culture. I've let my schedule and my to-do list get in the way of things that matter most. I've felt like I would never be successful or never learn to do things right because there's so much to know and there's so much to learn. I've compared myself to glimpses of other people's lives, especially on social media, making me feel like I'm not doing enough, but I'm not sure how to do more. So I've been there. I've made every one of these mistakes, and I'm sharing this episode today because I want you to get to the other side of that. And I want you to experience the true joy that God has for you in this lifestyle. So as I go through these things, I'm not sharing them as a way to guilt you, but as a way to help you see how you can walk out the life God is calling you to with humility and faithfulness. So jumping right in, mistake number 1 is not working with what you already have. So this is a really common mistake. Basically, it's believing that you can't because you have some limiting belief about why you cannot do something that you want to accomplish related to homesteading. So, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough land. I don't have enough knowledge. I don't have enough time. Okay, that might be true to a certain extent, but you need to learn to use what you currently have. The money you have, the space you have, the knowledge you have access to, the pockets of time you can find. You can do more than what you think just with what you already have. And it might not look like what you envisioned. It might not be what your long-term dream is. And that's okay. There are going to be limitations. No, you can't have goats in a small backyard. No, you can't bake sourdough every day and work a full-time job. Or maybe you can. Kudos to you if that's you. But the point is, there will be limits of what you can do, but that doesn't have to stop you from starting somewhere. Sometimes I think we get so caught up in the end picture that it actually keeps us from starting where we need to. And I've talked about this quite a few times on the show, so hopefully I don't sound like a broken record at this point. But if you want to learn more about how to work with what you have, I've discussed land and space. I've really talked about this in detail, how you can Work with what you have, use the space that you have in the most efficient way, and really achieve a lot of your homesteading dreams on less land and space than you really think you need. So if you feel like that's the point where you need to work with what you've got, episode number 5, the number one lie that keeps you from fully diving into homesteading, really does a deep dive into that whole topic. If you feel like your finances are holding you back, episode number 8 is all about homesteading on a budget and working with what you already have to achieve your dreams. We cover a lot of practical tips to reprioritize your finances towards homesteading and some helpful ways to save money as well. But no matter what it is that you feel like is holding you back, whether it's land, whether it's money, whether it's time, or anything else that I've mentioned, start with what you have, start small, and grow as you go. Which brings us to mistake number 2, doing too much too soon. I know you're excited to dive into homesteading head on, but it takes time to build a homestead. It's a marathon, not a sprint. It will take years to build your homestead into what you want it to be. So relax and enjoy the process in the meantime. Don't stress and rush to get there overnight. I'm a really big proponent of pick one thing to focus on. Maybe it's baking, maybe it's gardening. Tackle that, work at that until you feel comfortable with that skill that you're trying to master. Then once you've reached your goal, you can add that next thing. This is the way to grow without being overwhelmed or getting burned out. When you try and take on too many things all at once, when you jump in head on and you just dive into a whole arm's length list of projects, that's a recipe to get burned out and frustrated. Also, it's important to know your season. Many of you, just like me, you have little kids at home. This is not the time to try and take on all the things. Raising your kids takes a ton of time. I probably don't need to tell you that because you live it every day. But if you have littles, you really should only be adding one thing to your daily schedule on top of caring for your kids and your house, unless you can get help from your spouse or outside help. That means it is not realistic to expect yourself to raise little kids while tending to a garden, cooking everything from scratch, caring for animals. You are one person. You are not superhuman. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't tackle those different projects, but what I'm saying is you can't have all of those responsibilities added to your day on top of caring for your kids and your home every single day. So for me, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and they are busy. Moms with toddlers, you know what I'm talking about. They are busy, busy, busy. I cook a lot from scratch and I garden, but in the summer when gardening is in full swing, when I'm in the middle of canning and freezing and preserving everything, I make super simple meals. I really pare it down when it comes to cooking from scratch in the summer because I'm focusing my time on getting my harvest from the garden put in my freezer. And we have a generational garden that I share with my husband's family. So his parents, his grandparents, his sister all help in that garden, which means I get a ton of help with gardening. As far as animals go, we don't have any animals right now, but when we are raising chicken and beef, I pretty much have no responsibility for those animals. My husband and my in-laws do pretty much all the work there. So I say that to give you a realistic picture that I don't do it all. And that's not a healthy goal to try to do it all. I'm so lucky to have the people that I have to help me. But if your family or especially your spouse isn't able to pitch in time, acknowledge your limitations. Don't try and take on too much at the expense of your family. There will be a day when your kids are older and more helpful, or so I've heard. I'm not there yet. But in the meantime, enjoy the baby snuggles and give yourself grace, knowing that you have time to learn and do the things that you want to do over a lifetime. It doesn't need to happen tomorrow. The next mistake that I want to talk about can go hand in hand with taking on too much. Mistake number 3 is not prioritizing daily tasks. So what do I mean by this? Prioritizing daily tasks means ordering the tasks God has called us to do as moms from most to least important, doing what needs to happen in our homes, and letting go of the rest. I have a really good episode on this. Episode number 4 is prioritize your daily tasks for more order and peace in your homestead. In this episode, I share 5 to 6 main areas that God has tasked us with as moms and how we can prioritize them to eliminate stress. So the top 2 priorities that I talk about in that episode are your relationship with God and your family's physical and emotional needs. So the biggest mistake that I see is getting so caught up in doing all the homestead things, having everything made from scratch, etc., that you forget to make time for God and you start getting short with your spouse or your kids because you feel like you have so much work and you're trying and you're hustling to get through your to-do list all the time. Meanwhile, your kids just want their mommy to take a minute and look at their cool Lego tower that they built. And your husband just wants you to acknowledge him. I know I've said this before, but if you're a crabby mom or a distant wife, homesteading means nothing. It would be better for you to feed your family hot dogs and frozen pizza every day if it means deeper relationships with your kids and your spouse. Because ultimately, what leads them more towards Christ? The food you feed them or their relationship with you? So this is a big one. Don't miss what your priorities are and don't do too much too soon because more often than not, it will cause you to shift your priorities in ways that they shouldn't be. All right, moving on to mistake number 4, which is seeing success as an outcome instead of effort. So I'm just gonna go out there and say it, you will fail at homesteading. Maybe if you're really good, you won't fail at the whole thing, but you'll definitely fail at parts of it. Your carrots won't come up, half your chickens will die, your jars of canned tomatoes won't seal, your potatoes are gonna get devoured by potato bugs, and there's a million other things that could go wrong. And I'm not saying all that to try and depress you or discourage you. The point is you will fail, but you need to reframe your failure. Yes, learn from your mistakes, but also congratulate yourself even when you fail. Start seeing your success as your effort versus the actual outcome. So celebrate that you planted a garden this year and you were consistent about trying to care for it. And forget about all those other little things that didn't go right, it didn't produce as well as you hoped, it wasn't what you had planned. You'll have so much more joy if you can take the little wins and be proud of yourself for how you tried versus how things actually turned out. And when you take those little wins, it fuels you to do the next thing versus beating yourself up and feeling like you're a failure and you can't do it. All right, the last mistake we're going to talk about is mistake number 5, doing nothing because you're not sure if you're doing it right. There is so much to learn when it comes to homesteading. And I know there's a lot of info out there that makes it sound super scary if you do anything wrong. Canning is a big one for this. Butchering your own meat, creating your own herbal remedies. Yes, these are all things where there are things that can go wrong. So I don't want to paint a picture that it's easy and all that information needs to be ignored. But there's a lot more margin for error than what Google would lead you to believe. There are generations of women before us who canned and processed things in a way that the USDA would make you believe that their whole family should have died from botulism after taking their first bite. Now, I'm not saying that you can cut corners with food safety. Yes, you need to be doing things properly, but don't let fear hold you back from jumping in and starting. Find good resources When it comes to canning, I use the Presto manual that came with my pressure canner. It gives a breakdown of anything you might want to can, and I follow it absolutely to a T. Also, your local extension agents are also a great resource for canning. So seek out reputable sources. I'm not saying you can skimp there. Follow what they have to say. But after that, just do it and trust God with the rest. And as far as if it's something else that's not a food safety risk, just bumble around until you get it. So what if you have no idea how to garden? Do a little bit of research and just get out there and plant your cucumbers. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? Nothing comes up. Okay, you paid a little bit of money for the seed. You have a little bit of time invested, but it's not the end of the world. Who cares if your bread falls flat or it's so hard you literally can't even cut into it? Learn from your mistakes, praise yourself for the effort you put in, and just try again next time. It's so easy to fall into perfectionism. I know that I definitely have a tendency towards that, but I've really learned it does not help you move forward or reach your goals. You don't have to know everything about a topic before you jump in and start experiencing it. So don't get stuck there. So we've covered the top five mistakes that beginner homestead moms make. Now I want you to evaluate yourself and see if you are falling into any of these mistakes. Number one, are you working to the best of your ability with what you have right now, or are you dreaming about starting someday when you have more time, money, or knowledge? Number two, are you trying to accomplish multiple projects at once? Are you jumping to the next thing before you're comfortable and have mastered what you started with? Number three, are your priorities out of order, causing more stress in your daily family life? Number four, do you recognize your success as your effort, or do you celebrate only when something goes well? And number five, do you hesitate to start doing something because you feel you don't know everything about it, or because you're afraid of what your results might be? If you resonated with any of these questions, remember, mistakes aren't bad. It just means we need to move on and learn from them. If you can find a way to work through these mistakes, you will experience so much more peace and your homestead will truly grow in a way that's sustainable for your family. Okay, ladies, I hope today's episode was relatable and that you learned how to avoid these common mistakes that beginner homestead moms make, so you can see your family thrive in the life that God has called you to. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to join the community at bit.ly/farmfamilycommunity. We can't wait for you to see us inside. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that you leave this episode encouraged in Christ and equipped with practical knowledge for your homestead. If that's you, will you take 30 seconds right now to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? Your review blesses me so much and helps other mamas find this podcast and start their homesteading journey. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait to talk to you next week.